the Boulder City Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the host of the podcast, and today we're doing another in our series of podcasts with candidates for the City Council of Boulder City. We're doing this in cooperation with Boulder City Social, and in light of the lack of public forums during the pandemic, we hope these podcasts will help guide Boulder City voters to decide who to vote for in the upcoming April 6th election and maybe a subsequent runoff. So today we welcome Charles Brolin. Charles, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure.
It's good to see you. We're excited about the number of people who have applied to run for city council, and I think it's indicative of how people care about the city.
I think there's a lot of passionate people in the city, and there's a lot of proud citizens and strong.
Yeah.
They're very passionate about Boulder City.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely
one of my drawing straws for coming here.
So. Great, great. Well, congratulations. So let's start with a little bit of your background and why you think it qualifies you to be a member of the Boulder City Council.
Well, I grew up in Red Bay, Alabama. Worked on a cotton farm, not afraid of work.
Mm-hmm.
Later went in the Air Force for 10 years. And then I got out and went to civil service I've got a total of service of 35 years. And in that time, I've managed troops. I've managed people, budgets. I know how to manage people, and I know how to present myself to people.
Okay.
I know how to make sound decisions, and I've got a lot of common sense.
Okay.
That's something that I'm proud of. I know when to think about things before opening my mouth doing what's right, not what's wrong.
Okay. So you mentioned before we started that you worked at Hoover Dam for many years. What was your role down there, and why do you think that helps you become a good council person here?
Well, I think it what makes me become a good council person here is that I know the community. I moved to this community because of Hoover. That's where I mm-hmm. started out as an electrician there.
Okay.
My whole life I've been a lineman,
mm-hmm.
and I was just tired of cold weather in Minot, North Dakota, so I decided to come to Hoover when I was offered a position.
Sure.
And I said, hey, this is the closest I've ever had to commute to work.
Yeah.
And wonderful place. The first day I visited, I fell in love with it.
Sure. So,
but my job at Hoover is, I manage 24 people, and mm-hmm. I have to deal with my own budget.
Yeah.
Know how to balance it so mm-hmm. that our equipment and stuff down there survive.
Sure. Okay. Great. So, why do you want to be a council member? I mean, it's not a great amount of pay, and it's a long hours, a lot of studies and research and that kind of thing.
Well, I have several years of experience, and I know how important it is to listen to concerns of people
mm-hmm.
and the citizens. I have 35 plus years serving the public, so mm-hmm. it's not my first time I've served anybody.
Okay.
And you can't go into this agenda being for self-gratification.
Sure, right.
Because you're serving the members mm-hmm. of Boulder City, and you got to remember that.
Right.
And you've got to be able to have a little take and give attitude, because there's going to be some give and take at any time.
Sure.
You have to be willing to listen to the people, the concerns of the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you're working for.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's I'm not working for myself here. I'm working for the people that get me elected.
Yeah.
And this is a small business atmosphere, and it's important that we continue that.
Okay, great.
And listen to those types of people.
Great. Well, let's talk about some of the issues that have certainly become important for the people of Boulder City. And I think the top one, which we saw in the last election most vividly, was the fact that the people agree with the support the slow growth ordinance we've had in place here since the 70s. Do you agree that that's an important element of the town?
I do agree. It keeps this community small and close. And mm-hmm. if you go uptown, you're going to get a before COVID, you're going to get a handshake or a mm-hmm. hug or a pat on the back.
Right.
You go down to Vegas, see if you get that.
Right.
And I think that is something we should keep in mind. I would like to learn more on how it's monitored. I don't think we're near our number. I think it's 10%. We're not near our
sure.
number.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a certain number of houses that they're allowed to build every year, and we never come close to that. So, so maybe we can. So there's a little balance here between the slow growth and you know, responsible growth. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. So you, I don't know if we would change the ordinance at all, but maybe we'd encourage more growth, you know, within the ordinance.
Yes, yes, I'll agree with that.
Okay.
Great. Stay within the ordinance, but that's not, let's go crazy and pile houses on top of one another like they do downtown.
How would you explain what you think about the city's fiscal strategy and what do you think that should be?
When it comes to cost and cutting corners, cutting this, that'll end up biting you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You have to have budgets that are balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You have to maintain your assets. If you let your one asset go because you're trying to cut cost and move this over here, then this one's going to go bad eventually, and you're never in a good situation. You need to think out into the future and fund these projects like utilities, infrastructure, and stuff like that. So when it comes time to repair those, that you have something there. You know, I don't think taxes is a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough about this solar business,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think we're getting near what we should be getting out of there.
Right, right.
We're a fixed income community for the most part.
Right.
And when you start raising taxes, start putting other burdens on them, it becomes a hardship for them, and we shouldn't put anybody in a hardship.
Okay. So we'll talk about the utilities in a moment here, but I want to talk about the way the city has gotten into businesses over the years. It's opened the golf course, the original golf course, quite a while ago, but then they built the Boulder Creek course, and they're running both of them, and now it seems as though they want to get into business down at the airport, where they're taking over the leases of the holders down there of the hangars. Do you think the city should be in business like this, or maybe even competing with private business?
No, I do not. We're here to run the city and manage the city's assets and keep up with the infrastructure. We shouldn't be in the private business.
Okay.
Our golf course is managed by a private contractor.
Right.
They do quite well.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a great job in maintaining that, and that's also run by a contractor. There's two contractors down there. They sort of have a partnership with the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of business suffered during the COVID. Our golf courses had an increase on their high end there.
Right, sure.
And, you know, the golf courses, they bring about $3 million to the budget annually.
Okay.
To the city.
The
private contractor, that's what he pays to the city every year to run that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that's a pretty good bang for a buck. Far as his business, probably is $400,000 to $500,000 business, and we're getting $3 million in return. That's pretty good money.
Yeah, absolutely. So back to the airport then. Not only are they taking over the hangars where the leases expire, but last year they took over the fuel service down there from a private individual. And I understand they're not making money on that. In fact, they're losing money, where in the past they were making money on that. Do we have to really reevaluate the way the city is involved in the airport?
I think we need to reevaluate the airport. This is something, an area that I had to go out and do a little research with citizens, past council minutes. I used to go to a few council meetings, but when the COVID hit, I got a little bit lazy, would say. But what I've learned from that, there was a lease agreement many years ago. And most of the time when you have a lease agreement, that's an incentive to build a hangar.
Right.
A hobby airplane pilot builds him a hangar. You lease it for X number of years. And then I think there should probably be a purchase lease option at that end. We shouldn't take the lease back. And in hindsight, we're basically saying, hey, we're done leasing this land to you. Thank you for the hangar that you built on us, and have a good day.
Right.
That's the way Charles Bullen sees it in his eyes.
Okay.
We have no business selling gas.
Yeah.
We're not in the gas selling business.
Right. And in each of these cases, the city advisory board that they set up for the airport recommended the complete opposite than that the city did. So, you know, why aren't they listening to the people they appointed to advise them about the airport?
Well, if you pay money for an advisory committee every time you have bring something like that up, mm-hmm. when you're a new build design or whatever you're doing, mm-hmm. and if you're going to give that much time to have an advisory board, why didn't you take their word and agree with? They were probably the professionals in this deal.
Of course, right.
Yeah,
the people that utilize the airport. So
yes.
It made sense to do that. So let's talk about the small business community. Obviously, Boulder City is a city of small businesses for the most part. You know, we've been hit hard by COVID, and sometimes in the past the city hasn't been very cooperative with the small business community. What would your approach be toward the small business community?
I feel that the small businesses are the cornerstones of our community. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have the small businesses, we would see boarded up streets. Mm-hmm. It'd just be a ghost town.
Right.
During COVID, they brought out a task force that I don't feel that was qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we need a task force to start with?
Right.
Why did we bring on extra people to get involved in the task force? We should have been educating our small businesses and coming and sitting with them and figuring out how to keep their doors open.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to some small business owners, 25% we're not making it, but when we got our doors closed, we're definitely not making because bills still continue.
Sure, no question.
So we should have worked harder instead of harassing, and I'm going to say that word, harassing and fining businesses. We should have been figuring out a way, resolving an issue mm-hmm. to either educate or work with them so that they could survive.
Right. Okay, great. So should we encourage more citywide events like Art in the Park, Spring Jamboree, Beer Festival? The damn short film festival is not in town this month because of COVID. I mean, should we have more of those things in town?
Most definitely. It puts foot traffic in our historical downtown area. It provides those small businesses. They enjoy when we get those big crowds. And, you know, I've heard several times, we don't have the infrastructure for parking. We don't have this. That's not right. We do.
Mm-hmm.
We have Art in the Park or Spring Jamboree. We park them at Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the new chamber location that we have now.
Right, sure.
We can park there where the Boulder City Express gets running again. Boulder City Express can shuffle them up there. And then we got the National Park Express that's going to stop here at least 4 or 5 times a day.
Right.
And they can drop off, and there's big plans there. But COVID sort of put a hamper on it, but it is coming back. We're not going to stay here forever.
No, absolutely not. No. So do you agree with the way the current city council has been overseeing the city?
Some I do, and some I don't. Mm-hmm. I see when I first started, there was never a nay.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah.
That bothered me. We could be good buddies.
Yeah.
We're going to disagree on something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I see the staff relations and constituents I talk to that work for city, they feel like they're under attack at all time and always looking over their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And you put a person in a defensive position at all times, your quality of work goes down, your morale goes down, and there's not a much positive outcome, and eventually your city will go down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think the two new city council members are going to be involved in the hiring of a new city manager and a new city council, city lawyer, attorney. What's your opinion on how that process should be conducted?
Well, I think it's been conducted pretty slow right now.
Right.
I would assume they would already been on board.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caused a lot of like tension and disturbance up there. There's mm-hmm. been lawsuits filed. And it's not that hard to read a resume and find out that there's a birth. And if you're not that familiar with what that needs to be done,
right.
Reach out to somebody that knows. Mm-hmm. Don't just make a decision because your constituents made that decision. Make sure that we're getting the best for what we need mm-hmm. for a job to be done.
Okay.
And it shouldn't take it as long as it's taken.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned utilities before. I mean, there's still a lot of confusion in town with utilities. Their prices are going up. We've been told that the infrastructure of the utilities is crumbling and we need to spend money on replacing that. And that's been kicked down the road by previous councils. How do you want to approach, improving the utilities and maybe, even lowering the cost to some of the residents?
Well, I think the utilities, we're not burning candles no more.
Mm-hmm.
So there should have been a fund set aside years ago.
Right.
And I don't know if it got picked into. You have most utilities, like, let's say, DWP in California.
Right.
They have a utility budget.
Mm-hmm.
They don't touch that budget until the end. If they've got overage, then that goes into a utility fund for infrastructure upkeep, infrastructure upgrade. And it didn't seem like we had that.
Yeah.
And I was very disappointed because we need water, we need sewer, and we need our electrical.
Sure. So in terms of approaching that now, I mean, obviously, if we're in the process of having to rebuild a lot of this infrastructure, how do you think that should happen? Do you think that we should raise utility rates to make that happen?
No, I think we got the prime opportunity with these solar plants down mm-hmm. here. We get a lot of revenue from them.
Yeah.
And that should be going into a utility fund because even though it's probably land, it's sort of utility-based.
Mm-hmm.
We should be grabbing, we need an incentive. You give us some power and we give you some, we'll work with you on some land.
Right.
But some of that money should be funded over into utilities mm-hmm. so that we'll have something when the time comes and we're not raising taxes on our individuals.
Sure.
Tax raising is not always that great answer.
No, absolutely not. So another touchy issue around town is the historic buildings. The historic commission makes recommendations. Sometimes the city doesn't follow it. The destruction of the original hospital was kind of a mistake. A lot of people think that it happened so quickly, even though it was on the National Historic Site and things like that. How do you think our preservation of the historic structures in Boulder City should be handled?
I think it should be handled with utmost importance. The one that's sort of close to my heart is the water building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That water building we need to get grants and get that upgraded and get it approved and make it a must-see place for people when they come into the Vegas area. We've got to go see that water building because that water building was the first building, the Colorado River, was the first water distribution on the Colorado River mm-hmm. to make potable water.
Yeah.
That's something that always should stay in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the commission should have the authority to tear down a building without the consensus of our people. But you have to look at the structure sometime. Is it really able to be brought back?
Right.
With the roof caving in, I'm just throwing examples, and it's dilapidated, run repair. Sometimes that's the only answer.
Right.
But we need to take a look at some, because this is a historical place.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they did a good job with the Browder building now, the way that's been redone and with the damn roasters in there and the cantina on the other side. It looks like they preserved that yet made it a viable ongoing business.
I just was there today at the cantina.
Okay.
I noticed they kept the old floors in there, right. which I thought mm-hmm. was awesome.
Yeah.
And he sort of kept it, the old look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really amazing what they've done in there. I've not been in the coffee shop.
Coffee shop is very nice. I've been in there several times. And it's of course, it's kind of spare now because there's not a lot of tables in there. But
yeah.
But it's an exciting place to be. I think once we get over this and you can have regular capacity, I think it's going to be a really gathering point for the community.
But I peeked in there and they did have customers, so mm-hmm. that's a plus.
Yeah, very much so. So let's talk about how the city handled the pandemic. You know, we've seen other cities and counties in Nevada back away from the procedures that the state has forced upon them. And Boulder City, however, has gone the other way. We've strictly enforced it. We've even hired some other people to check all the businesses, make sure they're doing what the governor has ordered. Do you think that the way the city has handled it is the right way, or do you think we should have said, we know what's right for Boulder City and we'll do it our way?
First of all, the pandemic's real.
Sure. Oh, no.
No doubt about it. Yep. But with that being said, if we did, I think we went about it the wrong way because it shut some of our businesses down. Right. A prominent person that's been around here for many years, I didn't think they were going to open the doors back up.
Right.
We have to take a stance that, no, we're not going to do 25%. Maybe we'll do 50.
Right.
But we're not mandating to 25. That was a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
We should have stood up and said, no, this is Boulder City. Here's what we're going to do.
Right.
We're not going to infect the world, but as individuals, we should take it upon ourselves to be somewhat responsible, too.
Right. Sure. I mean, you can do that in a responsible manner.
We shouldn't be ordered to walk down the road. Right. That should be our choice.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, great. So, last question. What do you think you can contribute to a better Boulder City for Boulder City and its residents?
Being a man of my word. Mm-hmm. If I tell you I'm going to investigate or do anything, consider it done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a handshake guy. Always have been. I was raised on a farm. I see many handshakes
mm-hmm.
on farm with businesses that my daddy conducted. I'm passionate about this community. I want to see it strive because of the proud, strong citizens here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We need to promote what we have to offer, and we have lots to offer.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We need to promote stuff for these small business, looking to the community to see what we can do better and make these small business survive. The way to do that is through tourism. I'm just saying that brings traffic to Boulder City.
Okay.
And we need to stay on top of our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
If you let it deteriorate and beyond repair, I ride a motorcycle and I was going down in the golf course area mm-hmm. over there. And there was a crack that just sort of took me everywhere I wanted to go.
Yeah.
If you get a crack and then you get undergrowth, and before long you have a street that's almost has to be redone.
Right.
And we need to stay up on top of stuff like that. And, look for incentives for our small business. And I know it's been a tough year to keep the doors open. We should have made some compromises and work with some of those folks when they were sitting at home. And not only is the owner of the place sitting home, you've got 20 to 25
sure.
employees sitting at home
hurting
yeah. also.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you still got mouths to feed, even though you don't have, you don't have an income to feed them with. And mm-hmm. it becomes a burden on all of us.
Sure, great. Well, Charles, thanks for stopping by. It's great to hear your opinion. You're clearly passionate about Boulder City. And, I'm encouraged that there are so many candidates who are interested in serving. So good luck in the election, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
I hope you do. Thank you.